Hi, this is Ryan Bruce with SpiritualHealingSource.com, a website I helped create featuring the writings of Brad Cullen, an internationally recognized author of several books about spiritual topics particularly related to physical and emotional healing. I've got Brad waiting on the line, and today we're going to talk about his recent blog post called Spiritual Healing Has One Important Condition. Are you willing to meet it? Brad, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Brad, I read your new article, and I have to say that it brought up some issues for me. I've got a couple challenges that I think that our readers might have, too. Would you be willing to take some time and lead me through to a more clear understanding?
I hope I'm capable to do even close to what you just asked.
Well, good. Let's give it a try. So, in your article, you refer to a narrative about the woman with the issue of blood, and you state that there are three important points that are either missed or misinterpreted. If it's misinterpreted, what should my interpretation be? How did the woman receive her healing?
How much latitude do I have?
You have as much latitude as it takes to get the point across, Brad, because we really want to get to the bottom of this.
All right. How she was healed, you asked something that was a very fair question, and that was how has it been either missed or interpreted? And I guess what triggered is, as soon as you said how, I was not even going to deal with the misinterpretation.
Okay. Let's take a step back. What is the misinterpretation then?
Well, I think the key misinterpretation is the religious mindset that Jesus healed her.
Okay.
That's what's misinterpreted.
Oh, okay. So, but when I read the passage and any instruction I've got sitting in my pew, it's been that Jesus healed her. As a matter of fact, it kind of says that Jesus felt the power go out of him. So, is that a misinterpretation?
Well, it depends on the interpretation you place on it. He felt the power go out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask yourself then, what was the source of the power that he felt go out of him?
Okay, well, that's a fair question. Well, the source of the power is God, as far as I know. And Jesus is God, so he's the source, isn't he?
That's a religious interpretation. Let's go to what Jesus said, okay? Somewhere else, true, but nonetheless, I have to bring it up as my own frame of reference. Jesus said, you don't know me? I mean, what is it you don't know about me? You've seen the works I did, but these works I didn't do. These works are with the Father in me. He did the works. And he's referencing miracles. And then he goes on to say, and anybody who believes enough will do the very same things that I did. So the misinterpretation that is religious is that, Jesus is the healer. And what we're really seeing here is there's healing power. There's spiritual healing available to anyone, and that anyone who believes enough can do the very same things that Jesus did. But Jesus, here on the other side, the contradiction is, says, wait a minute, I didn't do them. The Father in me did them. The gospel, the message that Jesus brought us is that the same dad that he had is the same dad that we have. And that dad lives in us to do these works. And the misinterpretation is to place it all on this man, Jesus, when Jesus said, no, I didn't do it.
Okay. I can hear what you're saying, and I think I understand that we're giving Jesus credit for something that Jesus is saying, well, I didn't do it, so don't thank me. But
that still doesn't answer the next question, and that is, how did the woman receive her healing then? If it wasn't Jesus, and yet it was his robe who she touched, how did she receive it?
Let's go through the process.
Okay.
She was in her home. She'd had 12 years of going through this elongated menstrual period.
Mm-hmm.
She was having this issue of blood, is how the King James put it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many modern English translations have said she was hemorrhaging. She wasn't hemorrhaging. She was having a period that wouldn't quit. And what she was sick of it. She spent all of her money on doctors, the narrative says, and she still didn't get a cure. So she got in her mind. Now, I think I'm saying how she got healed here. So you correct me if I'm wrong. She said, oh, wait a minute. All I have to do, got a picture in her mind. All I got to do is I got to go to Jesus. Just if I would just touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed. She had that in her mind. She believed it. So she goes traipsing off to where Jesus is surrounded by a whole bunch of people and is confronted with the problem that how on earth is she even going to get to him? There's such a crowd. But she pushes and shoves her way through and finally reaches, and she can just barely touch the edge of his clothing, is what the original language says. She touches the edge of his garment, and bang, she's healed. Okay? And Jesus felt this power go out of him. That's what the narrative says. That's
yep.
what you're kind of insisting that what you've learned and been taught, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what was the power? Right, so the power was the source that Jesus said is available to anybody who believes enough. She believed enough to do what was necessary in her mind, and that was touch his garment. So, boom, and this is just such a fantastic story because he felt this power go out of him. He didn't know what it meant for what or anything else. He says, wow, touch me. And they said, well, how on earth would we know? I mean, all these people around. She heard the conversation and went back and forward to him and says, I did it. And she was kind of shaken and nervous about the whole thing. I would assume, I'm making an assumption here, that may be wrong, but she seemed to be very nervous and probably a little bit excited about the fact she was healed. And he tells her, relax. You know, it was your faith that healed you. Okay. So what was her faith? She could have stayed home, Ryan. She could have stayed home and said, well, I know that Jesus can heal me. And, you know, but she didn't. Her faith, because that's the question I have to ask, what was her faith? Her faith was she got off her duff, walked however many miles she had to get, pushed her way through the crowd, and did what she knew that she had to do, which was to touch his clothes. And as soon as she touched him, boom, it happened.
Okay.
That was amazing.
So I'm a simple guy, and I need a simple explanation. And so let me share with you what I think I heard you say. How she got her healing was she wrote a prescription, and she wrote a prescription with her faith. Just like going to the doctor writes your prescription. And the power that she got was healing power from the source. And why did she get it? Because she was willing to leave her house and go and act on what the prescription was. Is that an accurate statement of what those three things are you talk about?
Well, I think it's a great interpretation from your mindset, and I certainly don't disagree with it. I love it, in fact. You can go off on that one for hours, and I would sit and patiently listen and absorb it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, thanks, Brad. You're very complimentary when I'm trying to poke you in the ribs to make sure you got your story straight. You're being very kind. But let me move on to the next one. You say that I have to release, and actually I'm going to quote you directly from your blog post.
You have to release your preconceptions brought about by religious traditions. What religious traditions am I holding on to that I need to release?
I don't know, but I would say this to you, that you just took a giant step in releasing them by getting your own picture in your mind of what happened and what it took. I love you. I wasn't being kind. I really got excited about, wait a minute, what a way to articulate the process. She wrote a prescription with faith. I mean, I've never heard anything so great in all my life. I wasn't being kind. I think it's perfect. And this is why we need to have interaction, all of us. Because God is always speaking to us. The source is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You hear one way, I hear it another way. I'm not trying to get people to listen necessarily to what I'm saying. What I'm trying to do is get them to listen to the thoughts behind what I'm saying and get to their own point of saying, wait a minute, I understand this. From their own point of view. And that's what you just did. I think it's wonderful. If I could get everybody to interact with me on the same basis, I think that's how it'll work. That everybody will say, oh, wait a minute. Here it is. And you just tapped in. That was so spiritual, I can't believe it. It was wonderful.
So, thank you again.
I'm not being kind.
I guess it's the source helping me out. Let's just say that. Down towards the end of the article, Brad, you say very clearly that the point is that the reason why I may have missed out on receiving healing power or spiritual healing is because I didn't change my mind. Now, change my mind about what? About receiving spiritual healing or about how I interpret the story I read in the Bible?
Well, if I heard you correctly, you were almost desperately at the beginning of the interview hanging on to what you'd been taught and what you'd read and what the story says as you interpreted it until we just had this conversation. You said, well, wait a minute, this is the way it is. And you just changed your mind and said, well, wait a minute, if I'm hearing you correctly, and then you went on to tell me what you were seeing with your new eyes, so to speak, not agreeing with me, but trying to get to a place where you're understanding what I'm saying, but from your own interpretation of what the source is giving you. Am I making any sense here at all?
You are. So it's kind of like this. If I were to apply it in real life, I have a choice. I can accept whatever ailment that I have and just go, well, it's my ailment, or I can go talk to my doctor about it and try and get a different answer. But if he gives me the same answer as I've already got, I haven't changed my mind about it, and I'll just hang on to my ailment even tighter. If I go to a different doctor and the doctor says to me, well, all you have to do is stop doing this and do that, and if I believe him, I'll probably be released from my condition. Is that right?
Oh, this is marvelous. My mind is going clear off. I'm going to stop myself. I am so excited by the process that we're getting to, because you have just clearly indicated how to change your mind.
Well, I'm just doing what the woman with the issue of blood did.
and that's the point. That's the point. That's faith. That's it. And if you're going to go with all this traditional religious, I'm going to use some critical, negative sounding words here, but if you're going to go with the mumbo jumbo religious stuff that frankly you were throwing at me earlier, then you miss it. And instead, you got upset and excited enough that you wanted to challenge me. Because, frankly, you thought I was full of baloney. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're 100% right.
You know, sometimes it starts as simply as somebody telling me, I'm remembering an incident, where a young lady said, well, I don't have any faith. I said, you don't need to have any faith. Faith isn't the issue, because you're thinking about what faith means to you in a whole different context. And I've got enough faith for you, if you want to ride on my faith here for a minute, you can be healed. Can you believe that? You know, and she finally got to the point that she was.
Right. You gave her a prescription that she could take to the druggist and get.
I love it. It's such a good analogy is the word that's coming to me. I love it.
So, Brad, thank you very much. I appreciate you expanding on your latest blog post, and I think that our readers would too. But some advice to the listeners of this podcast, do what I did. Don't just accept what Brad is saying here for face value. Send him an email and challenge him, because when you challenge him, you're challenging yourself, and you're moving closer towards your spiritual healing source. Thank you, and until next time.